This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Rav Shabbos Raboisai, as we prepare for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, want to point out a very interesting observation, which is noted in a number of sources, and we're going to examine two of them today. And that is, if you look in the Gemara, Naf Chafal from Abayz Masechta Shabbos, that asks, "My Chanukah?" The Gemara says, "What's Chanukah?" The Yevanim came into the Heichal, they defiled the Heichal, they defiled the oil, there was no oil, they looked for oil, they only found one jug, there was only enough to last for one night. Miraculously, it lasted for 8 days. There you go. What about the military victory? What about the persecution? What about the fact that 13 soldiers defeated the whole Greek army? Not a word is mentioned. Look in the Al-Hanisim. Al-Hanisim, Al-Niflois, Al-Malchamois, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, Tzadikim Biyad Rishayim, Rishayim Biyad Tzadikim. And we defeated them, we prevailed, we went into the temple, and we conquered the military victory. What about the fact that they found one flask of oil and there's only enough to last for one night, last for 8 nights? Not mentioned. So why in the Gemara? The Gemara only focuses on the miracle of the oil, and the Al-Hanisim only focuses on the military victory. True, in the Al-Hanisim, we say, V'hidliku neirois v'chasus kodshech. That just means they defiled the place, and we came in, we turned the lights on, but there's no mention of that they defiled the oil, and we looked for oil, and there's only enough to last for one night, and last for 8 nights. So it's interesting how the Gemara only focuses on one aspect, and the Al-Hanisim focuses on the other aspect. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol himself. In fact, there are 124 words in Al-Hanisim, Gematria Yoichanan. That's what's brought in the Rishonim. Yoichanan himself wrote it. So he was there. He knew what happened. Actually, there's Machlokes Rishonim. Are there 124 words in Al-Hanisim in the Bimei Malasiyo or 125? One man, the Amr, says 124, Gematria Yoichanan. One says 125, that Yoichanan, out of his humility, he composed the tefillah with one more word than the numerical value of his name. Tzvachlek is the kolba and the roikeach. Okay, so we have over here on our sheets. What? Yeah, I did. It's like neither of them. But that's because our text, maybe over the years, is, errors have crept in. But here's the question. The first maramakam we have is the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar by Rabbi Baruch Halevi Epstein, the Baal Torah Tamima. Now, I will say off the bat that many of the things that he says are controversial and are not always accepted. You know, we'll put it like that. But let's examine the way he asked the question. This is the author of the Torah Tamima. He was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan and a nephew of the Netziv. Okay? So he says like this, Yesh l'ho'er, Amash l'oy nizgar b'hoida zu me'inyan ha'nes b'pach ha'shemen. Why in Al-Nisim is there no mention of the miracle of the oil? Sh'loy ho'ya b'o kishir l'hadak el l'yoy me'achad. There's only enough oil to last for one day. V'hidliku imenu shmani yamim. K'mavur mizeh ba'arucha b'masachta Shabbos. In Shabbos, we talk about the miracle at length. Why is it not mentioned in the Al-Hanisim? So answer number one. V'ef shaloyim rabbi yishav hadar api ha-mishna da'avais parakei mishnehei. In Perkei Avos, hey, the chashuv sham asar nisim shenasu b'beis ha-mikdash, v'kasvu ha-mefarshim, even though in the Gemara in Yuma, there are many nisim mentioned, right? The Mishnah Avos says 10 nisim happened every day in the Mikdash. So the question is, the Gemara Yuma lists many, many more miracles. Ach b'mishnah chashu rak eila sheviu toyelas gluya umuchashis oilam. The Mishnah only lists those miracles that bring a recognizable, tangible benefit to the world. There are many miracles that happen, but the Mishnah only lists the ones that are tangible, that people could benefit from. So says the Baruch Sha'amar, Fizav Shalaymar Khan, the Chashav Benusach Hayda, Rak Neis Hamal Chamais. When we're thanking Hashem, what do you thank Hashem for? God, thank you that the column of smoke never blew in any direction. I mean, okay, but who cares really? It doesn't, you know, that doesn't help me at all. Well, when we thank Hashem, we want to thank Hashem for something that I benefit from. So the fact that some Jews went into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit a flask of oil and it lasted 8 days, okay, what do I get out of that? So they had a miracle happen to them. They were zoicha to do avodas Hashem. I need to thank Hashem for that. It's not something that I tangibly benefit from. So therefore, it's not mentioned in Moedim. Mashe writes, so, but what did I get out of it? I got out of it that my ancestors were not persecuted during the military conquest of the Greeks. The military victory is what I personally gained from. So when I bow for Moedim, I say to Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for saving my ancestors. Thank you for saving the Jews. That's something to say a Moedim for. For a miracle that happened, that they were able to serve Hashem miraculously. Okay, you know, good for them, basically. You know, it was a miracle. And it only lasted 8 days. And
no, I'm not talking about what,
the military conquest.
Yeah,
I guess
not long either. So it's like they come and go. I mean, we have military conquests.
Right.
They come and go.
But I guess it's something that our immediate ancestors physically benefited from. He says, first of all, who even knew about the miracle of the oil in the Beis HaMikdash? Who even knew about it? Who knew? Like only the Kohanim. You think, you know, regular people walking down the street say, hey, you know, you heard what happened in the temple? Why would anybody even know? And the benefit was only uning out sanctity, shaloi chash, bahamayin am. You think most, the average person, most, the regular guy, you think he cared about the fact that in the temple the oil lasted for 8 days? So therefore, they were not concerned to thank Hashem for that. So those who were koivea, the nusach of Haidah, they knew, and therefore they left it out. Meaning they didn't think this is something that resonated with the people. However, achzed davar pela, this is a wonder, dil umazeh.
But yet the Gemara talks about it in much greater length.
Ah. What's wondrous is that in the Nusach HaTfila, we only talk about the miracle of the military conquest. Contrast to that, the Gemara, in their lecture on Chanukah, and the Mechamos we left out. And the Mechamos only rest, you know, mentioned in passing. But Agav, the Ikar Inyan of the Pach HaShemen. So what do we see from here? The chol inyan Chanukah, the whole purpose of Chanukah, v'hadlakas haneros and the halal and the berachas haidah, hakol kulam ba'im rak al nes mipach Hashemen. That's all for the miracle of the oil, like Rashi says. But in the nusach haidah, in the tefillah, we say the opposite. In other words, it's still not that good. Meaning, you want to say that in the nusach haTfilah, those who are koiveya, the nusach, they didn't want to mention the miracle of the oil because that wouldn't really resonate with people. So that's one thing. But in the Gemara, it sounds like the whole purpose, the whole goal of the miracle, the whole celebration is the celebration of the oil. So that's too stark of a contrast. I would say, in my humble opinion, that what he's saying is not really that plausible. And I personally would not accept it because to say that the composers of tefillah relied on social convention of what will resonate with the people to put in the Haidah is not really our tradition. I mean, our tradition is that tefillah was composed by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila in a way with the divine spirit of what is the correct, what are the correct words, so to speak, effectuate a response from the Shamayim. So to say they put things in because of what will resonate with the average person, I wouldn't think that would be the traditional approach to this. But let's see how he continues. The Evzir Lahazber Tam HaGemara. You could say...
You could also ask, why doesn't the Gemara actually go into detail about the military?
Yeah, I mean, that's
both
what...
sides, you know?
That's what he just pointed out. In other words, you want to say we don't mention the oil and the Alanisim, because that wouldn't resonate fine. But why would the Gemara only mention it in passing? And ultimately, I think he's going to say something very correct. He says, Ve'evshar lahazber tam ha-gemara, she'shmitu l'saper me'inyin ha-machamais. You could explain the reason for the Gemara that they left out the miracles, mishum de'be'emes, davar ha-nitzachan shal Yisrael be'machama, enoi moira be'hechler al-kirvas Hashem li'Yisrael. The truth is, the military victory of the Jewish people does not demonstrate the closeness of God to Israel.
The
The reason it doesn't demonstrate anything, because the laws of nature are, and the laws of divine providence are, God always supports the pursued. Yeah, mashiach, like the pasuk says in Koheles, that God always stands up for the one being pursued. And this is what it says in the Medrash Rabbah. Even if a tzaddik pursues a rasha, God will support the rasha. So here are the Yevanim who rasha and pursued the Jewish people. Therefore, even if God did not have any affinity toward us, the fact that He saved us is not really a miracle. God always sort of stands up for the afflicted. God would stand on our right side. But the Nesa, the oil, where we see a special hashgacha, they made everything tameh, and therefore, and Ribbono Shel Olam still made a miracle. So look in the next paragraph. Look what he says. V'lachein b'gemara shehitziu achachamim b'beis hamedrash. Who's the gemara for? The learned people, so that Chazal are presenting to those who are learning in the Beis Medrash. Lefnei ha-talmidim. Therefore, Chazal decided to tell us about that phenomenon that testifies on God's providence. For His love. And that is more recognizable in the miracle of the oil. They don't talk about the milchama, because that doesn't demonstrate God is close to us. That just shows that we were the one being pursued. After all, there's a rule in Hashgacha that God sides with the one who is being oppressed and not with the oppressor, even if the oppressor is right.
What about in Kovei Sheretz Yisrael? We were pursuing the...
Exactly, that's why... You're right. But God always stands up and encourages those who are being oppressed. And there's no celebration of that anyway. There's no Yom Tov for conquering Eretz Yisrael ever. Yep. Never in our history is there any... commemoration of anything to do with conquering Eretz Yisrael. Not Yeshua ben Nun, not Ezra, and not since then. When were Chazal ever koveya a Yom Tov for conquering Eretz Yisrael? Not when Yeshua did it, not when David did it, not when Ezra did it. We don't celebrate conquest of Eretz Yisrael, but the Chanukah, even Chanukah, the Gemara doesn't mention it, the military victory. Because Elikim Yivakesh Hanirdaf. But the Masader of the Haidah in Al Hanisim, that's for everybody. You hear what he's saying? This is also quite implausible. The Gemara is only for the people who really know the truth. People really know the truth, so they celebrate the real miracle. And that's the miracle of the oil, because the miracle of military victory, that's not such a... Ness, God always sides with the oppressed, and we were being oppressed, and we were right. So the fact that Hashem helped us, that's sort of natural. But the Alanisim is for, you know, the average Joe, as they say. The Alanisim is for the... it's for the average folk, the Hamoinam, the masses. The Alanisim is for the masses. And the masses... The Pacha Shemen, you know, nobody saw it, and people don't care about it. Only the Kaihanim saw it. All the people saw the Mechamais. So we give the people what they want, and that is they like to celebrate military victory. And we give the Tamil Chachamim the real scoop. Also, it doesn't sound very plausible that Tefillah is for the Hamoinam and Gemara is for the Tamil Chachamim.
People saw the miracle of it.
The miracle of the oil, nobody saw. Nobody was in the Beis HaMikdash. You know, the truth is, how do we know that it happened? I guess we're relying on the tradition of the Kohanim, right? But I know you who, which Yisrael saw the miracle happen? So. We're relying on...
It's recorded in the Gemara, so they have it on the Masorah, I guess.
No, you're right. I'm not questioning it. Just it's not something people knew about.
But even if they saw the candles lit, they didn't know it was this one...
Yeah, how did they knew it was one jug? They didn't know. Maybe the Kohen Gadol the next morning, maybe they found 8 jugs, and the Kohen said, I lit one. We're relying on the report of the Kohanim the true report that they only found one jug. So basically his point is that the military victory is something that is celebrated by the masses. So we mentioned that in the Al HaNisim. But his whole premise that the author of the Al HaNisim was writing it for the masses and the Gemara is for the Yechidei Skula, I would venture to say this is not a traditional approach in how to answer this type of question. And then he says another thing. He says something quite interesting. V'gam efshir lo'imar b'tam ha-gemara she'her tziyu ha-chacham la-talmidim b'ikir inyan chanukah rakas ha-nes mipach ha-shemen. The reason why in the Gemara they only told the Talmidim about the miracle of the oil, because if you look in the Nusach of the Haidah, what was the goal of the Yavanim? To make us forget the Torah, right? Similar to the New York State government now, right? It was a similar type of decree that you can't teach too much Divrei Kedusha. You have to have a certain amount of hours of secular teaching a day. What? Limudei Chol. Right, lahashkicham tarasecha, and we find in the Gemara it's this week's law. You read it, if you're on top of it. Umavur memsechta brachas, haroya shemen zayis bechaloyim, yitzaper lamar atayra. So anyone here sleep at night? Those of us who sleep.
Not at our age.
Any dreams? You have any dreams?
Yeah.
So if you dream about oil, then you could anticipate the knowledge of Torah. It's the Gemara Bracha is Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara Menacha is Pehei Amid Beis say that in a certain location, since they had a lot of olive oil, they were very wise. The Gemara in Horia says someone who has olive oil, he'll be able to remember what he forgot 70 years ago. That if you remember, we once learned about Rabbi Huda Aryeh of Modena, who says that he had the greatest memory in his generation because he used to eat every morning bread dipped in olive oil. Also, the Gemara in Yuma says a good odor, a good fragrance makes you smart. And the best fragrance is a Reach Shemonecha, the fragrance of olives. And the reason for this is, the Torah says in Parashat Tetzaveh that the Menorah and Shemen Zayis were next to the Luchais and the Oyel Moed. And the Luchais were the site of the Torah. Therefore, the Menorah and the olive oil illuminated Torah to the world. So therefore, in the Gemara, the Laimdim and the Beis HaMedrash, when they talk about the miracle of Chanukah, which is to commemorate the light of the Torah that lasts forever, because we know Shemen, again, is very closely associated with Torah, so to them, the miracle of Chanukah is the miracle of the perpetuity of the Torah. That's really the true celebration of Chanukah. The continuity of the Torah. But for the masses, what do they get? We have the Torah, we don't have the Torah, that's not the main celebration. To them, the main celebration is something has to be tangible. We're alive, military victory. So again, these are all, you know, conventional arguments, conventional svaras, based on the fact that Gemara, in his view, is for the more learned, and the davening is for the less learned. That's, you know, his take on it. And then he says, finally, now I'm going to share with you the Reb Chaim Knievsky's answer to this question, which I think is a much clearer answer in terms of it's a much more traditional approach, how to approach such a question, not assuming that the authors of the Gemara, the authors of the Al HaNisim, were taking into account the trends of society and what resonates with people. So he says another answer here in the Baruch Shamar. B'tam hashmatas davar hamelchamais b'gemara kedei shlo yis'ameis hadavar b'vnei Torah. The Gemara purposely left out the military victory. Why did they leave it out? They left it out is because that's not really important for b'nei Torah. Because the foundation of the existence of Klal Yisrael is not military victory. Like we say in this Haftarah, Ach ki be'emes loy b'chayel v'loy b'koyach ki im beruach, Amar Hashem. The Jewish people do not aggrandize, we don't glorify power and might, we glorify the Spirit. That's why throughout history, there's always a struggle of do we commemorate military victory? And the B'nai Torah always steer away from it. And that's for a very important lesson, because the concept of Al-Kharbacha Tichya is the power of Esav, it's not the power of Klal Yisrael. The power of Klal Yisrael is Loi B'chayel, V'loi B'koyach, Kiyim Beruchi, Amar Shem Tzmakos. What does David HaMelech say? He says, Hashem tells David, you waged many wars, therefore you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. And so to speak, we don't learn what the Chashonam did is not something that we like to aggrandize. So in the Gemara sort of omits the glorification of the miracle. Again, this is all the approach of the Baruch Sha'amar. So I want to share with you Rav Chaim Knievsky's take on this in the Sefer Time of the Krah. If you look on your last sheet. page Chavtes in the Time of the Krah, the second to last sheet. Rav Chaim asks like this, the bottom paragraph. Frek Rav Chaim, ma sheshoyalim, lama loy nizgar niz pach Hashem en ba'al anisim. Why is the miracle of the oil not mentioned in Al-Anisim? Like we asked, why is the miracle of the military victory mentioned in Al-Anisim? And not in the Gemara. Says Reb Chaim like this, Nira, the chiyuv hoida eina ela al davar sheyesh lanu toiva mizeh. When it comes to thanking Hashem, you thank Hashem for something you benefited from directly. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we benefited from. Had God not taken us out, we would still be there. Shomali lehoitziari anu vanenu. The miracle of Purim, had God not saved them, we would not be here. What about the miracle of the Chanukah menorah? What would have happened if they would not have, if that oil would have only lasted one day? What would have happened?
Had a way to make
nothing. Oil. Nothing would have happened. We wouldn't have had oil for 7 days. The same way we didn't light the menorah last night and 2 nights ago in the Beis HaMikdash. And the same way we didn't light it 50 years ago in the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't have lit it for those 7 days. What would have happened? Nothing at all. So it's not something you give a hayy. It's not something you're mechuyev to give a to demonstrate gratitude in Shemana Esrei for, if it's not something that you benefited from. Now the military victory we benefited from, because if they would have taken away the religion, then we wouldn't be Jews today. But something that was only benefited from by our ancestors. Avada, there's a concept of persume nisa. You want to publicize the miracle. Our ancestors had enough oil to last for one day, and it lasted for 8 days. We were going to tell everyone about it. We're going to proclaim to the world God changes nature, but we don't have to thank God. Thanks, Hashem. I appreciate you did that. I don't have to thank you if I didn't benefit from it. First, let me, train myself to have gratitude for what I did benefit from. I don't have to show gratitude for something I didn't have benefit from. I need to be mefarsim the nes. God performed a wonder, so I'm going to tell the world about it. I have a question. On Sukkos, is there a chiyuv hoida for Ananei HaKavod? No. Never on Sukkos do we ever say, Hashem, thank you for Ananei HaKavod. We're persume nisa for the Ananei HaKavod. We're mefarsim it, but we don't have to be moida to it. There's no inyan of hoida on something you didn't benefit from. So why on Sukkos is there persume nisa and no haida? You know why we don't have to say thank you on Sukkos? What would have happened if the Jews didn't have Ananei HaKavod? They would have schwitzed a little bit. Okay, so Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to tell the world that you changed nature for my ancestors. Good, I don't have to thank you. I didn't schwitz, I have air conditioning now, Baruch Hashem. So there's two things in Judaism. There's gratitude and there's persume nisa. Persume nisa is for a miracle. Gratitude is when you benefit. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, V'chein b'neis pach Hashem en hoyo rak lohem toyelas. Only they had a toyelas. She'ekaimu ha-mitzvah Shavua Kaidam, that they were able to fulfill the mitzvah for a week. L'chein l'nizkar zebal anisim. We don't say this in Al Anisim. I have to thank Hashem that they were zoicha to Mekayim the mitzvah for a week. Persume Nisa, but not Hoida. Ah, now Rav Chaim says a beautiful thing. This is a question that many Mefarshim struggle with. What does it mean? We say like this. And for Kaiso, you made a salvation and a porkan as of today. What does that mean? Uforkan kayemaza, as of today. What's that supposed to mean, as of today? It happened, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Huh?
What does it mean, uporkan
kayemaza? Maybe the Bnei Israel wouldn't have survived if they didn't have that victory.
Right, the answer is, the reason why we have to say kahayoy mazeh is we're rationalizing, why are we thanking Hashem and the Alanisim for something that they benefited from? The answer is, that was a critical military victory that we benefit, kahayoy mazeh. That's why we're thanking him and the Alanisim, and I would suggest, that's why we don't say kahayoy mazeh on Purim. Because on Purim, we don't need that. We don't need to defend ourselves why we're thanking Hashem for Purim. It's clear. Haman wanted lahashmid l'argah abis kol hayudim. So clearly, we benefit from today. It goes without saying. That's how I would suggest. That the kahayoyim hazeh is obvious when it comes to Purim. The question is Chanukah, why are we saying in moedim Chanukah? It was for them. We don't say moedim about Sukkis in moedim because that was their anani akavod. So why do we need to say it about Chanukah? The answer is, it's kahayoyim hazeh. Hayoyim yesh lanu toyelos mizeh. Umasha mesayim v'hidliku neros v'chatzos kodshecha. Aye, but we do mention the miracle of the oil on Chanukah. We're not mentioning the miracle. That's the completion of the military victory. We got our temple back and we turned on the lights. Right? Zehu gemar sipur maisa kibush hamachama. That's the completion of the conquest. Shegamru, that it was complete to the extent at Shabbat, the Beis HaMikdash, v'tihiruhu, v'hidlikubai. And says Reb Chaim, v'chein mevur behedya b'mishnah berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says such an idea, on Siman Reish Shel Chesiv Katan Tezayin, that you're now to make a bracha on a miracle that was done for our forefathers, unless you were born after the miracle. You hear this? If your father was saved somewhere, you could only make a bracha there if you were born afterwards. Why only if you're born after? Because if you're born before, you didn't get anything out of it. But if you're born after, then you did benefit, because had the miracle not happened, you wouldn't be here. So there's a halacha even. You don't thank Hashem for a miracle that happened to your ancestors unless you personally benefited.
Where the Rebbe Chaim says,
so let's...
Find the Gemara, called Bnei Israel, they had a Tawelas from the
Mechama.
From the Mechama, till today.
Right.
And yet, that's a big deal. How come they give a short shrift in the Gemara?
Right. So,
I understand that.
Reb Chaim, okay, good point.
But listen, we're benefiting for generations.
Reb Chaim is not really... He never asked that question. He asked it the other way around.
I understand.
Right? In other words, his question is, why in the Alanisim is no miracle of the oil? So he says very nicely that the oil is not something that we have to show gratitude for in the Moedim. We have to be Mefarsim, the miracle, but not be Moedim to it. Regarding why there's no military victory in the Gemara, so then we have... there are other answers to that. I'll just share one with you. The Maariv Chiyo says like this, and this is important to know the halacha, because, you know, people want to know about other military victories that may have happened even in our own lifetime, whether you say halal for it. And the Maariv Chiyo says that the Gemara doesn't mention the military victory, because the question of my Chanukah is, why do you say halal on Chanukah? Why? Maybe it's for the military victory. No, you can't say halal for a military victory. Because a military victory, the laws of nature are not changed. Maybe it's unlikely. Maybe you need siyata d'shmaya. Maybe clearly the hand of Hashem is involved, but there's no open change of the laws of nature. And halal is only said for an open miracle. And therefore the question is, my Chanukah, for what miracle that happened in times of Chanukah do we say halal? I know there's a military victory, we can't say halal for a military victory. The answer is, we say halal for a different miracle, for an open miracle, the miracle of the oil. Right? And the tzitzit.
No prayer of victory is not an open miracle?
Has it an open miracle? The laws of nature are not changed. It's just God gives assistance in through the guise of nature. And based on this, by the way, the Tzitz Eliezer says not to say Hallel for the military victories, which were certainly miraculous in our time, but not more miraculous than the times of Hanukkah. Look, in the times of Hanukkah, it was only 13 soldiers, according to Rashi, in Vezay Sabracha. So whatever military victories we've experienced in our lifetime, even though there's certainly Rabban B'yad Ma'atim, but if you learn the Gemara this way, the Gemara is sort of searching for an open miracle. That's how the Maariv Tzchias learns it. But I think Reb Chaim's approach is a very, who am I to say about Reb Chaim, but I'm just saying it's a more traditional way of looking at it. Meaning, not that the Al HaNisim was a conventional, written based on the conventions of the times. The Al HaNisim, it's a halachic concept. Haidah requires to personally benefit from the miracle, which the miracle of the oil is not a personal benefit. Okay, let's end this segment here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.